Ken, what was tonight about for you?
It was about effort, and you know, and just a way that we'd like to play our footy. We know we haven't had a, you know, an obviously a great year, but we just wanted to make sure we stood up and played some tougher footy, and just stayed in the contest. And I thought tonight was a really positive sign for us, the way we were, because look, we're playing a side with everything to play for. Obviously, for us, there's not too much there for us to look at the moment. So we had to stand up a few times, and they challenged us, and we haven't been able to respond to that challenge for most of the year. And tonight we stood up really well.
What were you leaving with before they ran out onto the ground?
Play tough. That's what I left them with. Play tough, play aggressively. You know, and that helps us play our model of football better, and plays our defensive better, and our contest ball better because of the mindset.
To kick the first four goals, Ken, the boys are obviously switched on and took that out onto the field, but is that the most pleasing thing, to be repeatedly challenged, and even in the last quarter when they had to, they were still answering that?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was... pretty proud 24 hours for me and the Port Adelaide Footy Club, I reckon, you know, because I watched the Magpies last night, six goals down at half time, not give up. And I watched the AFL boys today play football where they were challenged a number of times and not give up and not want to let it go, and they just stuck to it. And I'm sure our fans who were there today would have really enjoyed watching them play that way. They have a few question marks as to why it hasn't been as consistent as they'd like over the season. But for the weekend, for 24 hours, I think we should be able to say, yeah, that was pretty good performance by the club.
So you look at that with more feeling of pride than, gee, why can't we do that every week?
Yeah, you know, it's bad to go back and it's bad to go forward too far in footy, and stay in the moment. We haven't had too many opportunities to enjoy what we've done as a football club over the last 12 months, and you know, tonight's one of them nights where I would like the boys to be able to enjoy that feeling that they gave effort today and they got a result because of it. But for them to understand, that's what it takes to play week in, week out.
The situation as it was, you made changes, obviously, but would have been pleasing to see a young player like Archie do so well.
Yeah, it was outstanding, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah. Would you have made that change?
Oh, look, he's played 8 or 9 games now this year. He's deserved every one of them, you know, and that clearly is a breakout game for him. I'd say he'd be voted best on ground by most people who watched the game, I would have thought, and that's a pretty good effort considering they had a player kick 5 and some of his teammates were pretty good out there too, and you know, the Greys and Bokes and Wingard type players that do their stuff. So it's a pretty big performance by Arch.
He comes in and performs, so you must be hard as well. Lopes goes back, and Youngie last night, both of them had sensational as well.
Yeah, that's what I was proud of. As I said, as a footy club, for 24 hours, it's been a pretty good time. And, you know, Matthew Lobie and, you know, Youngie to a lesser extent, but Matthew Lobie's our vice-captain. And, you know, there's 5 blokes who've left out of the side, and, you know, that's a hard thing to do at any time. And you always get questioned over that. But, you know, you've got to stand for the right things. And when they went back, they did it the right way. They went back and was a real part of the Magpies, and you could see that after the win last night. And then... today, the boys who took their place stood up really well.
Do you think Ryder looked more comfortable out there as a sort of solo ruckman?
I'm sure he's certainly very good for us today, but I'm sure he'd be just as good with Lobes in the side with him and helping him out. But, you know, you need them both to be in good form, and we haven't had that. We know that.
What about Sam Gray's game, Ken? You know, a couple of weeks ago, he's not in the side, and it strings 2 really good games together.
It's 3 now. Yeah. 3 in a row for Sam, and that's, you know... he's shown that he can play a bit of AFL football. Size doesn't always matter, and you know, if you're pretty tough and you go at it, Sam's going to play another few games of AFL footy, I reckon. And you know, him, Archie, those sort of players, it's really pleasing that they came in and had an impact. Even John, you know, John Butcher to come in its last quarter, clutch goal, just gave us contest after contest. You know, you lose Schultz in the warm up. You know, with where we've been as a football club, it's a pretty brave performance today.
What happened with Schultz?
He's back. His back's been sore, and it's been sore all week. To Schultz's credit, he tried everything to get up and play. But we watched him in the warm-up, and he just couldn't go. And he was going to want to play. In the end, I said, look, mate, you just don't look like you can play, and we're not going to take that risk. And that's what I thought, you know, that gives a little bit more of a boost to the oppo. You know, can sometimes deflate us, but I thought as a group we stuck together pretty strong. And they knew it wasn't about one player or one individual bit of play. It was always going to be about the four quarters.
Was Butcher on alert, so he was...
Yep. Yeah, no, Butch knew we were in some trouble with Schultze, and you know, we held John out last night from the Magpies, and his form's been really strong for the Magpies. So down back, to be honest, that's where he's played most of his footy in the last month, and we just knew he'd come in and give a contest. He's pretty desperate, John, to save his footy career, and you can just see that the way he went about it. Nothing real clean about his game, but just honest.
What's it like for you when he lines up for goal? I mean, the movement that goes around the crowd is something else, but what's it like in the coach's box?
Oh, no, I just hope for John's sake that he converts his kick, like I do with Cam O'Shea when he's had his shot, like I do when Brad Ebert's had this shot. Chad Wingard mystery. People miss goals. Sometimes John's misses it look a little bit worse, but we make too much of it. You know, if you compete and give effort, that's the final piece. Everyone tries to finish. I think every club in the competition would say they would like to finish better. So John shouldn't take that too much on his own shoulders, albeit it gets magnified a bit.
Ken, what sort of an indicator do you consider contested possession to be? Because I think in the last 7 or 8 games, you've only been ahead of the ledger once or twice. Tonight was convincing. Is that something that's like a barometer for you?
We've talked about it in the past. We talk about it still. We're ground ball stuff. You know, you contest. If you win the ball and get it your way, it allows you to get time in half. And we dominated time in half tonight. And that's, all those things come together. But it is off the back of contest. Contest and strong defence, and then you can play, some good offence. But normally there's no doubt about it. The game, sometimes you can lose contested footy and win. But more often than not, if you win contested footy convincingly, you're in every game.
Tom Jonas, an example of a player that's gone back and he's come back into the side. He's looked like a different player tonight, confidence.
Yeah, it was good to see Tommy intercept a couple of balls, go hard at him. He played like Tommy Jonas can play. We've got great faith in all of them, and, we know they can play, but everyone can get out of form. Unfortunately for us, together we've been out of form for a bit.
There's that sort of performance tonight. In your experience over the years in coaching, how important is it for that last sort of month of the season when you're not in finals contention, how important is it to build some form for the following season?
Oh, it's just important that you give effort and you compete hard. That's what people expect of you. And, if you're not going to play finals, that's one thing, but there's a way you should perform every time you play. You should be proud of your performance every time you play. And, and we haven't been able to say that all the time, but tonight we can say that. Yeah, all good. We took White out, but he's fine. We're cautious.